Welcome to the UK and Ireland Minnesota Vikings Fan Club Podcast. I am your host and co-president, Mr. Richard Dawson. This evening, very exciting evening, with free agency frenzy going on, I am joined by co-president and show producer, Mr. Reesfield, and vice president and all-round nice guy, Mr. John McDonald. Since it's a frenzy, I've switched you up today. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen. I wasn't ready for that. There's been a lot I've not been ready for today, but that was you know, the top of the list.
Top disclaimer of the night. We are recording the show at 20 past 8 on a Monday. Every time I look at my phone, something new happens. So we are as we are in terms of news coming. And the first thing that we have to talk about on tonight's show is Mr. Kirk Cousins. He has left the Vikings. We're going to talk about what we think about that. And obviously, as they come in, breaking news, our new signings arriving at the squad. So, Mr. Kirk Cousins, let's get into it. So, Mr. Kirk Cousins, we've been saying it for weeks. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? It was my preference to have him here for another couple of years to help breed in the new quarterback of the future. But, Reese, tell us what's happened.
Well, Atlanta have just got a load of money, haven't they? So they've gone and done something the Vikings couldn't do, and that was offered Kirk Cousins a four-year deal, $50 million signing bonus, $100 million guaranteed, total value of the contract, $180 million. They've given themselves a couple of outs in there. You've got $45 million guaranteed for the year one, same again year two, only $10 million guaranteed in year three, no guaranteed money in year four, but there you go. That's your two outs. And let's face it, if we know Kirk Cousins, and we do, he'll probably renegotiate next year, park a good, you know, couple of tens of millions in void years and have himself nicely set up until he's probably in his 50s.
I don't know whether I was naive or whether hopeful or stupid. I was tying him down to $50 million guaranteed over 2 years, and they've given him as a signing bonus. I mean, if you can't tell, I am flabbergasted. Absolutely flabbergasted. John, what's your knee-jerk reaction?
Can I get Mike McCarthy as my agent, please? How he's managed to do this yet again is mind-boggling. That is a figure that is just... You can't comprehend that, really. How are you going to pay a quarterback that old that much money over the next 4 years? £100 million. Guaranteed $50 million signing bonus. It's ridiculous. And I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, I don't know if it, I don't think it changes our opinion of Kirk. Well, it maybe actually it does. It does change my opinion of Kirk, because I was hoping that he would come back, steady the ship, get our offense on song again. And I want him to do well. You know, at the end of the day, he's going to a team that has got some good weapons. Big fan of Robinson that they've got there. I think, you know, he could do well, but we said that when he came here, and he's done. Yeah, he has done well. I mean, at the end of the day, he's given us some good memories. No one's forgetting the Colts game from the season before last anytime soon. He's just a genuinely nice guy. No one's got a bad word to say about him in the team. So, you know, I do want him to do well, but if we'd have given him that deal, I would have been on the phone to the Vikings front office asking for an explanation, because that is literal insanity. He's not even healthy yet. We don't know whether his Achilles is going to hold up. I mean, he's been doing videos of throwing balls around in gyms, and he went to his son's birthday party and go ape experience or whatever it was. And, you know, he looked canny on that. But you cannot tell me that a 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury is worth $100 million. That's just crazy, isn't it, Reese? Is it crazy?
Well, it's absolutely bonkers when you think about it. I mean, I can't fathom. But I knew this was going to happen, since I knew that Atlanta were going to pay stupid money. I just didn't realise how stupid that money was going to be. It's insane. I can't think of anything other way to say it. It's completely insane spending that much money. And sure, he's going to a talented roster, and a lot of those players on rookie deals and don't need being paid. But again, off the back of an injury. Next time I need to negotiate a contract at work, I'm going to start throwing balls on a tennis court and uploading the videos to social media, because I feel like that's the way to go if you want to get some money. The knee-jerk reactions, I'll give you one knee-jerk reaction from inside the Minnesota Vikings, and that was from Josh Metellus, who on Twitter tweeted one word: tragic.
Now, is that tragic from us or tragic from them? I mean, looking through the statement that's been released by the club, significant positive dialogue with Kirk and his representatives, blah, 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 wishing him well, blah, blah, blah. Our approach heading into free agency has always included layers of contingencies regarding the quarter pass position. And there's no point in us going into it, because every time I look at my phone, like I say, we get a brand new player signing or some news developing. So, you know, we will talk next week around who is going to be under center for the Vikings. But yeah, I wish him all the best. I wish him all the best at Atlanta. Hope he does well. But I am actually, I think what we do have to call out is how I don't want to say the word proud, but I almost do. Kwesi has done a job here, because if he'd have overpaid for Kirk and it had not worked out, we'd have been in a hole for a pretty long time, I would have thought. And the draft class in the quarterbacks stage this year is looking pretty good. So I think, is it hats off to the GM?
I don't think so. Because if you're arguing now that you're glad he didn't overpay for Kirk, what's different from 2 years ago when he did it last time, when he paid Kirk last time? Same number of championships, same number of playoff wins. It's not a case of well done to the GM. It's a thank goodness that someone else's GM decided that paying more was a better idea. I want to revisit that statement that Kwesi put out. And, you know, after significant and positive dialogue with Kirk and his representatives, we were unable to reach an agreement on a contract that fits the short and long-term visions for both Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk holds a special place in Vikings history. We appreciate his leadership, contributions to the team and the Minneapolis St. Paul community over the past six seasons. We wish him, his wife Julie and their children all the best. Our approach heading into free agency always included layers of contingencies regarding the quarterback position. We are moving forward with plans that allow us to continue building the roster that can compete for a championship. Now, I can't understand the moves of today. One particular move, being Van Ginkle on a two-year deal and building a roster. Because if I'm building a roster, I feel like the four- and the three-year deals with younger talent make more sense than a two-year deal. I get that you want to have some money, you know, so you can move JJ's cap around when you inevitably re-sign him. But I feel like if you're saying you had layers of contingency to build a roster based on not signing Kirk Cousins, you were never in the same ballpark as Kirk Cousins and what needed to be signed. It feels like they wanted to feel like they were always in the hunt with Kirk Cousins. I mean, as recently as yesterday, there was talk of, well, will Kirk announce that he's exploring free agency or not, and telling the Vikings if he's going to do that or not? We didn't take very long to explore it, did he?
All smoke and mirrors. It's got to be all smoke and mirrors.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Coming out. Come on, John. Wish our GM, go on, give him a bit of credit for what has happened here.
I have to side with Rich on this. I do give him a lot of credit for what he's done there. He's freed up a lot of cash. Let's face it, we didn't want Kirk on that type of money. It's not something we were ever going to conceive of. So, but yeah, a couple of good signings so far that we've seen, and he's moved around the cap. Obviously, signing. I've made my point very clear. Signing JJ was our number one priority this off-season. But we'll look forward to that. But, yeah, that's the main points, really.
But we do need a quarterback. And we do have JJ as an asset. And we're going to need some money. So we could do a bit of a trade. I'm just saying.
Even there, I will hunt you down.
You bonkers, Richard. We keep thinking, oh, let's trade Jefferson, because now we've got some players on defense and we don't know how we're going to afford to put. You're going to be able to afford Jefferson. If you can't afford Jefferson and a rookie quarterback, then you've got some problems. You can move so much money around. void years on the back end of contracts and whatever else you want to do to make it work, you've got to re-sign Justin Jefferson. If you have a rookie quarterback in the building, that's going to make life easier over a good few, 3-4 years. Not to mention also, if you're bringing in a bridge quarterback, you're bringing in a bridge quarterback for 1 or 2 years. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, by the time we finish this, there could be a bridge quarterback already through the doors. So let's see how deep these contingencies are and how quickly we find a resolution to the quarterback situation. Of course, we won't speculate on that because by the time we get this podcast out, it could be horrendously out of date.
All I'm saying is, it's not the worst idea in the world when we need now a future quarterback. And you've got three options, haven't you? You either give away the future, trade up and get one, trade where you are now, back a little bit maybe, or pick where you are now, or give up an asset and trade up. They're your options. And if you're a GM, you've got to explore those options.
I would you're never trade up.
One of the best non-quarterback in the league. Or you don't know what he could be. That's what you're going. That's what you're suggesting there, Rich, is it?
All I'm saying is explore the option. There's got to be a world where we trade JJ, land the best quarterback of the future, and win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. In the multiverse of the NFL, that could happen. Do I want it to happen? No. Do I think it will happen? Probably not. But there is an argument that that is a potential way we could go.
Now, Rich, I just think like you're desperate for a hot take. You were desperate for Kirk Cousins to come back. That's not happened. Now you're saying that sell the farm, let's get rid of JJ, let's send Flores off to the XFL and see if he can regain some coaching stripes there. Where is the line for you? Re-sign the third string tight end for $2.5 million after you've just re-signed the fourth string tight end? What's the line?
All I'm saying is it's an option. That's all I'm saying. You've got to. It's his job. It is Kwesi's job to explore the options. He's got to have a look at it.
He's already ruled out that option. He's already said he's not going to trade Justin Jefferson.
To you on the media, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Boom. For two firsts, 2 seconds and a fifth. Who's saying that that's a bad deal?
So, yeah, you've heard it here first. Richard hates Justin Jefferson and wants us to sell him.
I just think you've got to explore the options, gents. That's all. It's a crazy evening of breaking news. I know, Reese, you're very upset that Danielle Hunter's not coming back next year.
I'm actually quite chill about that, considering.
Are you sure?
Considering the three signings that we've made in the linebacker position, one of them being particularly exciting if he stays healthy, I feel more optimistic than I felt 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's almost like we know what we're doing because that is quite a nice segue into our next segment, which is who have the Vikings signed in free agency? Well, if you're working from home like me today, I'm sure you set your teams to busy, had your mobile phone open and were looking directly at X because at 4 o'clock, that's when the window opened. And it didn't take too long for us to sign our first free agent. We've strengthened the defense. Reese, what have we done?
We've signed a few linebackers. And we've also done something that didn't make the final cut of this podcast, but it happened. And that was the re-signing of Questenberry and Brandell, which we did call and we did say it needed to happen when we were discussing what would happen with the extra $30 million. I'm not just saying that for trying to make us sound like we do know what we're talking about after a decent segue in the last section. We did actually say that the Vikings need some line depth and they have acted on that and bought back a couple of players. But the marquee signing is Jonathan Greenard. And that's what I was referring to in the last segment is one that gives me a lot of, hope that we've done the right thing in moving on from Hunter. He's young, he's explosive, fastest times to pressure the quarterback last season. The players who took over 300 pass rush snaps, he was the fifth. Hunter wasn't on that list. Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett, Highsmith from the Steelers, another man from the Cowboys, Osa Ogdizua, And then it's the Vikings' new acquisition, Jonathan Greenhead. 2.56 seconds to rush the quarterback. Don't care who you are. If you can get a pass off in less than 3 seconds, then you deserve to complete the pass.
Yeah, 12 and a half sacks last season, 52 tackles in 15 games. Looks like a bit of a beast. He's, dare I say it, an upgrade on Hunter? Only because I think he's got some room to grow. I think he's at the right place with Flores, and I think he's going to develop him into what Hunter was at a cheaper and younger age. Sounds like a good acquisition to me. And as I was saying in the last podcast, we haven't gone for one of these twilight contracts for Hunter, whereas we're potentially paying him longer than what he's good for. So for me, it's all upsides. John, what are you saying?
I have to agree with you there, Rich, because as I said last week, defensive players want to play for Flores. Defensive linemen definitely do want to play for Flores. Absolutely love playing for Flores. They fit his system perfectly. And anyone who wants to make themselves known in this league on that position, Flores would be their first pick of coach to play for. So I think he's one of the major reasons we have got these players.
Yeah, good points, John. Good points. I just think that bringing everything together in a B-flow defense, you know, like you've exactly said, anyone playing interior linebacker is going to want to play for us. You know, there's just no question about that. Reese, tell us what else he adds to the team.
Like you both said, Flores has a unique scheme, and Grenard, he's got the size to fit a multi-position scheme, and that's what sort of excites me. 265 pounds, you know, a good weight to play outside in either a 4-3 or a 3-4 lineup. Add to the fact that you say he was an upgrade, you know, Hunter had an exceptional season last season. There's not many places anyone could trump Hunter. But one place that Greenard did trump Hunter was in his pass rush win rate, which was notably higher. 22.4%, nearly a quarter of his pass rushing snaps, Greenard is beating his man. Hunter, 13.5%, while still exceptional, it's quite a jump.
Yeah, I think it's news to be positive about. And whilst there'll be a lot of disappointed people in Minnesota, because let's face it, Hunter, not only a fan favourite, great player, someone who you'd be very happy to be on your team. I think we've made good moves. I think we have made good moves. Lining up next to IPJ in the middle there. But we've made even further moves. Go on, Reese. Who else has signed?
Well, we hit on it earlier. The Vikings have signed a trifecta of linebackers spreading across the position group. In addition to Greenard, there's also the man who fits that Viking look in Andrew Van Ginkle, a guy who can again play outside, can also line up inside if you really need him to. But, you know, 6 sacks, 1 interception last season. Definitely another good addition, a bit of pass rush that the Vikings desperately needed with too many injuries in the position last season. And then another one, and one for people like me, you know, Gophers fans to be excited about, Blake Cashman, another former Texan, has signed with the Vikings. He'll play inside linebacker alongside IPJ. And yeah, you know, a lot to be excited about, because again, another young player.
Not just another young player, but that man has a jawline that I have lots of envy for. I think looking at the Vikings lineup at the moment, we could be the best looking team in the league next year. John, does that spell the end of Davenport for the team?
I don't think he'll be back. Then we would have done something. We would have signed him. But as you say, we've got some nice young defensive players coming in there. Going to be working under Flores. So the future does look bright there. Some really up and coming stars that have just signed for the Vikings. So something to look forward to, and that defense should be a lot better this year.
Yeah, and when you bring Asamoah into that picture, I think Josh Metellus last year, I think when he was playing against the Raiders couldn't work out whether he was a safety, a linebacker, an edge. I think it's exciting and it's young and it's hungry. I'm excited for the defense next year. We've just got to pull our socks up on the offense more than anything else. Reese, Any more breaking news or happy with what we've got?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Josh Metellus there. Something that did pop up in the last few days was that Josh Metellus was given an official position on the depth chart, which was slot. I assume that is short for slot him win wherever suits.
Yeah, that's a new position on me, I must admit. He's versatile, and Harrison Smith is probably not going to play for the Vikings next year. So is it just going to be a merry-go-round in the secondary?
Yeah, right now, Rich, the secondary is a bit hard to predict. There's not many players that who are top, you know, who are going to be top free agents that survive the franchise tag market to hit free agency. So that's really anyone's guess as where anyone could go. I think the Bears have made a signing at safety. And McKinney from the Giants has signed for the Packers, or will sign for the Packers by the time this goes out, probably has signed. There were some big, you know, big like moves that we were expecting. There's a lot of heat around the Vikings and Christian Wilkins. Of course, that's not going to happen. He's gone to the Raiders. But of course, well, Max Crosby wants some more money there now because he was the highest paid man in that defensive line. He's not anymore. 4-year, $110 million base value, $84.75 million guaranteed for Wilkins, that is. That's crazy money for a defensive lineman, not to mention how much Chris Jones is getting at the Chiefs. So, you know, we will revisit JJ a lot in the offseason, but you can start to see now, even though it's on the other side of the football, what these top skill players are getting and how much of that is guaranteed. So expect when JJ gets his money, you can probably expect a good 75% of that money to be guaranteed at least.
Yeah, I'm not sure if, now looking at what we've got, I'm not sure if Wilkins actually fits the model. He's probably at the top of his game in terms of not much room to grow. I think I read he's now the second highest paid NFL player outside of the quarterback position. It feels like that we are going for a decent skill set across every position across the team rather than one or two elites. Apart from JJ, obviously, but it feels good. I feel like we're creating a team rather than individuals, which always excites me more than the one splashy entry into free agency. Whilst we've been talking, John, you've been looking at your phone. Have we got any other breaking news that could affect the Vikings?
Not for the Vikings, but Minshew Mania keeps on rolling on. He's signed for yet another team in the Raiders, 2-year deal, $15 million guaranteed, $25 million as a contract. That is not a bad deal for everyone all round, I don't reckon.
Now, does this mean that the Raiders are off the QB needy list, or is this just a temporary bridge and they still take someone in the draft? What do you think, Reese?
It's a good bridge quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if they took another quarterback in the draft. You know what the Raiders are like. They're a bonkers organization, really, aren't they? Isn't Jimmy Garoppolo still under contract there? I can't keep track of all the quarterbacks in Las Vegas anymore.
Well, they've still got the baby-faced assassin, Aiden O'Connell, who could take a few snaps. I think he's probably an upgrade on him. I think Jimmy is finished now. I know he had a two-game ban for putting some extra spice in his cornflakes. But yeah, we think he was on the Raiders roster at the start of this show, but who knows what roster he's on now, whether he's even walked into free agency. Is he an option for the Vikings? I'm not saying anything like that anymore because you two guys are going to go crazy and mad at weird ideas that I might have. And do you know what? I think we're probably ahead of ourselves now and we've just got to wait until the next piece of action. So are we going to wrap it up, gents? Is that time to stop now?
I don't think there's much more we can do at a time like this. I have to come back next week and see where we all are then.
Yeah, all we can do right now is put on the brave face and just hope that Danielle Hunter signs in the AFC or as far from the NFC North as possible.
Yeah, an AFC contract to Mr. Hunter would be quite nice. I don't really care which one. Anywhere but us, so we don't have to face him, you know, a few times a season. That'd be quite nice. I think we'll end on a positive. I think the memories that Kirk Cousins has given us over the last 6 years, multiple 4K throwing seasons, a couple of playoff berths, NFC North Championship, you know, you can't be disappointed by that. And if you are, then put a smile on your face because he's gone now and we're going to go for someone else. So we'll see what happens there. I'm really happy by what we've done in free agency so far. Hats off to Kwesi. I think he's managing the cap well. It's exciting. It's an exciting future prospect is to come and play with the Vikings. So let's look forward to next week and let's see what other news we've got to give for you. Have you two guys enjoyed yourself? Are you going to come back and talk about the Vikings next week?
Absolutely. I mean, do you want to talk a bit more? Nick Mullins extended.
Is that official now?
No, it's not. I just wanted to see the look on your face, and I want the listeners to hear the panic in your voice. I feel like we've got you back for saying trade JJ earlier in the show. I'll absolutely come back again next week to put that same panic into your voice.
Ah, good one, Reese. I genuinely wouldn't trust that man to put his pants on the right way around. He is a bad decision waiting to happen. John, you coming back next week?
Absolutely.
Happy days. Right then. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Yeah, it's exciting. Let's come back next week and talk more Vikings. See you in a bit. Say goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Bye, gentlemen.
Cheers. Ta-ra.